My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 31st of August 2009 and the time is 2:15 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Hello, my name's Tamsin Rush. I'm 30 years old. I'm originally from Horsham but I live in South London at the moment.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Oh, I'm incredibly excited. I think it was a wonderful thing to be happening and to be part of it, to actually be part of a very famous piece of artwork, I think it's a wonderful experience and I'll be a bit of history. It's brilliant.
Are you a follower of Anthony Gormley's work?
Yep, I really liked his statues along the river in London. I thought that was a wonderful thing, and just saw people looking up and then wondering what was going on, and everything else with the statues going into the water. He's a great artist. It's wonderful to be involved.
And what is it about this project that appealed to you and made you think, I want to apply and take part?
Well, I saw it in the newspaper one morning, and obviously anything associated with Anthony Gormley, you know, is going to be good. And the fact that it's a random selection, you don't have to have any previous experience in art, or and it'll be so different for every person that was going up there. And it was a case of, why not? I mean, I've got as much chance as anyone else, and that's why I went for it.
And when you first heard that you had a place, what was your reaction?
I think I might have screamed, couldn't breathe. Flapped my arms around the place a bit and got on the phone to everyone I knew and bought them senseless for the next week. But yeah, they're very, very excited.
And have you had a lot of time to think about what you're going to do? Did you find out a while ago?
I had about 6 weeks, and then about 4 days ago I decided what I was going to do. Like a graphic design, that's what you do last minute and then you get all your ideas.
And what is it?
I've designed a series of posters which are going to be messages to my friends, family, people that are important to me, and to explain who I am a little bit. They've got sort of a design so it explains who I am, and then hopefully I'll shoot them out to the audience.
And why have you chosen to do that?
Well, being a graphic designer, I felt that that's how I express myself. It's through typography and design. And I thought, well, being in Trafalgar Square, you want to do something that can be seen from a long way. So hopefully this will have that side effect.
And when you first read about the project and heard that people were going up on the plinth for the hour, what was your interpretation of what the hour was about? How have you come to the decision to do what you're doing?
Well, I read the piece of Anthony Gormley's theory on it. And so I wanted to do something that represented, as he said, life is at the moment, this capturing this sort of part of time in the world. And so that's what I thought, you know, the people that were important to me, that's my world, and that's what I wanted to show. And then also the bits about myself. In 10 years' time, this might not mean that, I might not like that anymore. Or, you know, that might be very different in just sort of culture itself, that these things aren't acceptable or aren't normal or anything like that.
And what are the kinds of things that
My likes, saying hellos to the people that are coming to see me and people that can't see me here are going to be watching me on the internet, and then just my little messages to them, how they mean important to me, or things that have happened between us, and to reminders, I think.
And what impact would you like to have by going up today and doing this?
I'd like, if you know, anyone that's walking around the square that would notice the posters and they would stop and just watch a few, and just catch people's attention would be nice. And then maybe if, you know, anyone should catch the ones that I throw out into the crowd, that the, you know, maybe they'll keep it. If they throw it away, that's fine, but it's happened, they've caught it, and that would be very nice.
Do you have any expectations about how the hour will go?
No, I imagine it'll go very quickly. Hopefully it's not too windy or my posters will be all over the shop, but I think it'll probably be over before I even know it. I think that will be what it's like.
And when you're coming down from the plinth, what do you hope to gain from the experience of doing it?
I think just to know that I've done it, I think that would be good, because it'd be one of those things I always remember, and I'll have the photographs that be taken from my family and friends. I suppose it makes you think about what you could do for other things in the future, because I'm being a designer, I'm not an artist in sort of the environmental arts or anything like that, but it just makes you think about it more. Maybe my interest would be greatened by it. That would be good.
Would you mind telling me a little bit more about your work and your background, how you got into that line?
Well, ever since I was a kid, I was never going to be an artist myself, but I always liked the idea of creating something and a message, I guess. And then when I was younger, I never thought I was going to pass my GCSEs, and I actually passed them with flying colours and surprised everyone and myself. And then I went on to do A-levels, and I knew that wasn't quite right for me. And then I was told about foundation courses, and I did my year foundation, and then I got a place at Middlesex University on a design degree there, which I passed. I'm very pleased with the way I did and what I did there. And then I couldn't get into the industry, and I worked in Selfridges for a bit. And then I did get my first break, as they said, working in an architect's, designed a book for them, for the Queen's Gallery at Buckingham Palace. And then I got my first proper design job, and I was there for 6 years. And now I'm at a new agency, which is fantastic, and the best one I've been so far. So I've got about 9 years experience now, and I do everything from identity, interiors, web design. I think it's brilliant. It's, you know, communication design, and that's what makes the world go round. Everything's designed. I really enjoy it.
And what is it about your work that you enjoy, or what do you get out of it?
I think the people I work with, being able to solve problems, being able to help companies make themselves better in the world, presenting themselves to the world, and doing things that you feel satisfied, and it's creating something from scratch, and hopefully something that someone else hasn't thought about before, and just making nice things. It's a nice industry to be in.
Did you always think that you'd do something around this when you got your hour? Did you know that it'd be around your graphic design?
I think it would have to be. It takes up such a huge part of my life that it would have been. Didn't know what I was going to do, but yeah, I knew it would be something like that. It's what came to me in the last hour.
And is it something that you use in your life outside of work as well? Or
I think it actually, this gave me a chance of being something that wasn't governed by a client's identity, brand guidelines. It was anything I could do, and that's, I think, the problem was a bit stumped, so that I was completely free. There was no guidelines or restrictions, except for the obviously safety ones. And I think that was what stumped me to begin with. And then suddenly I got really excited about it and started thinking about what I could do and what to say to my friends, and went on from there. It was really, it was fun, really fun getting ready.
And you said you started it 4 days ago. Did it take a long time to put everything together?
No, worked in the evenings after work. It was from my boyfriend's a designer, and he had lots of work to do. So it was just nice, and it felt relaxed. Once I had my idea, then it was enjoyable, and got it all printed out. So yeah, it's fine.
And I know you're throwing some of them out, aren't you? But what will you do with the other ones?
Well, hopefully they'll all go out. I suppose on time restraints, no. It's not like I've rehearsed it. I have no idea. So I'll just go through them. If I have enough time, I'll throw them all out, see if anyone picks them up. I think that would be quite interesting if anyone does. And I won't be upset if no one does either.
Would you like people in the square to interact with you?
Well, hopefully my friends and family will be there, and I'm sure I'll be hearing them and waving at them lots. I think the interaction of people just stopping and actually watching would be good enough for me. That would be very nice.
And what are some of the interests that you have outside of work?
Well, design's a major thing. I love going to see art shows with my company. We're based in Wimbledon, but we come up to London once a month and go around the latest galleries of all the shows on that we find interesting. I'm very into motor racing, sports, that's a huge part of my life, and the obvious socialising with friends. I find fashion very interesting, and not necessarily I'm involved in it at all, but I like to know what's about and interesting things.
Where did your interest in motor racing come from?
That would be my father and my brother. Yeah, my brother, who can't be here today sadly, he is the track manager at Cadwell Park. He's got a massive event on today, so I have a shout out for him, and photos will be sent to him. And my dad, they both just love cars. They just talk about it all the time. They know what's happening in every single car around the world, you know, and especially Formula One, that's a huge thing in our family. I've grown up with it, and that's part of family life.
And what are some of the things that are important to you in your
life? My friends and family are important to me. They're the people that make me happy. Without them, I wouldn't be me today, and I wouldn't be a very happy person. So, that's the most important piece.
And what have their reactions been to you doing this?
Half of them had no idea what it was all about, and the other half were very excited. My mum thought it was fantastic. My boyfriend, Kelvin, amazing. And the fact they're coming today to see me is brilliant, to have the support. It's really nice.
Have you taken part in arts projects before?
No, I haven't. Been a graphic designer. I mean, we have shows depending who you're with and what's happening, but not as a sort of practicing artist. I've not. I have friends who are and do have lots of shows, and I like getting along to those.
And are you able to describe what this experience has been like since hearing that you had a place to this moment before going up? What has that journey been like?
Well, it went from being over the moon, find out I had a place, to being probably very annoyingly excited, then actually quite scared and nervous, and then and having the day come around so quickly, very excited. I've been very excited.
And if you think back to your profile on the website, are you able to remember the three words you chose to describe
yourself? Yeah, happy with life. That's I mean, if you're not, then it's a bit sad.
And are you able to say what the opportunity means to you to be able to do this, being one of
Well, it's a bit of history, really. It's an Anthony Gormley art piece, which will always be known. And I like the fact that it's gone on for so long, so many people involved, and so many different things, instead of just being one object that's viewed by thousands of people. It's 2,400 people viewed by thousands and thousands of people, and just to be part of it, it's a fantastic opportunity.
And have you watched
I have, yes. There's brilliant, some wonderful ideas. The lady in the pigeon costume, which I thought so apt. I like Nelson. I like the gentleman the other day who had his mobile phone number and was texting, people were texting him, and he was reading them out. And I thought that was such a lovely idea. And it's just been enjoyable just seeing what people's reactions to the brief is, really. I think that's fantastic.
And do you think it offers us a portrait of the UK today? Or?
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting to see how people react to, you know, some people do very little and just want to stand up there, but other people have extremely elaborate, involved pieces. I hope it does. I think it probably will do. If you look back in, say, 20 years, 30 years, I think, yeah, we'll probably all look very dated, but, you know, it's history.
And who would you say that you're doing?
I'm doing it for my friends and family. It's a message from me to them, so they're involved in it too. It's not just me standing up there. It's everyone. They've come along to see me, so that's what I wanted to do.
And have you felt at any point pressure to entertain other people watching, or is it enough that it's for you and your family?
I think that's fine. I think I think there's a few messages out there which are a bit more generic for everybody, but I think it's hopefully it's interesting enough for everyone else. But then I think it will be. It's different, hopefully, from everyone who's been before. So.
Okay, great. And is there anything else that you'd like to add before we finish?
No, I'm just very happy to be part of it. That's brilliant.